This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. A new study of a radioactive carcinogenic gas has grabbed the attention of news outlets and both pro- and anti-fracking groups alike. The study, published earlier this month, says increases of radon gas in people's homes in Pennsylvania coincides with the horizontal drilling boom. As Glennis Board reports, some geological researchers in the region are skeptical, while others aren't at all surprised.
42% of radon readings in Pennsylvania surpass what the U.S. government considers safe, according to a report out of Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. And those levels have been on the rise since 2004, which is when horizontal drilling for natural gas took off in the state. One of the report's authors, Joan Casey, says the two could be connected.
Given the fact that the geology, the rock formations in Pennsylvania contain a lot of uranium, which is a precursor to radon gas, and the fact that this industry opens up a lot of different pathways in the ground, we thought there was a possibility that the industry might be influencing indoor radon levels.
Radon is the number one cause of lung cancer among non-smokers, according to estimates by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. It's responsible for about 21,000 lung cancer deaths every year. Casey and her colleagues analyzed close to a million indoor radon measurements collected by the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection between 1989 and 2013. Researchers were hoping to gauge if there's been a cumulative effect from the drilling and gas production from over 7,000 horizontal wells in the state. They found that between 1989 and 2004, radon levels fluctuated quite a bit. But in 2004, data indicates that radon levels began increasing statewide.
And the interesting thing was that in counties that had more unconventional natural gas development, the levels of radon indoors increased more quickly than places that didn't have any of that development.
In her report, there are scenarios laid out that could possibly account for some of the increases.
The main way that radon gets into homes is from diffusing from the soil underneath the buildings and getting into the basement. And then if the basement is pretty tightly sealed, the radon gas gets trapped inside, and that's how people get exposed.
But Casey says radon can find its way into homes through a variety of pathways. It can be dissolved in groundwater and carried into homes from rural water wells. The report says you're 21% more likely to have a radon problem if you have groundwater in your house. She says natural gas used to heat homes can also be laced with radon if it comes from Marcellus rock formations. Radon gas does not burn. There's also a threat of radon pollution from drilling operations and leaks from various gas transmission avenues. But some geologists in West Virginia think the connection between drilling activity and increases in radon is only distantly related, if at all.
Yeah, so the numbers are probably right. The descriptive part's right. The inferential part is dead wrong, in my opinion.
Tim Carr is a professor of geology at West Virginia University. He's also the head of a major horizontal gas drilling study that's just gotten underway in Morgantown. He says the idea that the process of horizontal drilling is somehow responsible for increases in household radon is highly unlikely. Carr says other factors, many of which are outlined in the Pennsylvania report, are more likely to explain the increases in radon.
State of Pennsylvania started a program to better insulate houses in the 2000s when the price of gas is real high. Insulate your house better, it's going to go up. And electrical consumption, you can see it was just steadily increasing because everybody's getting more computers and big screen TVs and everything else, and then it went flat.
Carr attributes both electricity trends and increases in radon detection to better insulated homes. Better insulation means gas has nowhere to go and can build up to dangerous levels. He says if the natural gas drilling boom has had an effect, it's been an economic one.
What are the counties that have had the biggest increase in income? Tremendous increase in income in Susquehanna County and Tioga County, in these counties that have Marcellus production. Radon is related to your income because you build a better house. And I've seen it. I've been in Greene County and I've seen the abandoned trailer with a brand new house next to it because the, you know, mom and pa got a their lease check and they're getting their royalty checks and they built themselves a house. Well, guess what? They probably got more radon in that house than they did in the double wide.
But not all geologists agree with Carr that horizontal drilling isn't at all likely to produce radon pollution. Pamela Dodds is a hydrologist who is very concerned about Marcellus shale drilling because of the radioactive elements present in the shale. She points to a recent study of 34 gas wells in Pennsylvania conducted by the state's DEP. The agency concluded that there's no concern about exposure to radioactive elements.
But when I looked at their actual results, I was concerned. They pointed out that there might be as much as 7 picocuries per liter in the underneath the homes nearby those wells, and that the conclusion was it was caused by the gas accumulating underneath those homes.
The EPA says any home with measurements of 4 picocuries per liter needs to be mitigated to avoid health risks associated with exposure. Now, radon has a half-life of about 4 days, so the only significant threat would be posed by continuous, unmitigated sources. But both the Pennsylvania DEP and the authors of the recent indoor radon levels report from Johns Hopkins say technologically enhanced naturally occurring radioactive materials is a subject that needs more research. When asked if there were any plans in the works to study the subject in Morgantown during the drilling that's planned for later this year, Tim Carr said he had not considered it, but that it wouldn't be too difficult or expensive. However, there are no sure plans for that research at this point. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.